Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the book of Malachi, the last prophet. In this session, we'll be looking at Malachi chapter 1 and the first part of verse 2. The best news ever heard. I have loved you, says the Lord. The first words of God's message through His messenger Malachi communicate the best news ever heard. I have loved you. This is the theme of Malachi's message. Everything else the Lord spoke through His prophet expands and explains this good news. Whatever proofs may be coming, the Lord God loves His people. Whatever reproofs are coming. Here also is God's message to us, to you and me today. God's people need to be reminded of His love. Let's, from our text, let's consider three dimensions of God's love. First, God's love is unending. Not only has God loved His people in the past, but He continues to love His people with an everlasting love. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. God's love never changes because He is unchanging. Chapter 3 and verse 6. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. And it is His unchanging love which keeps His mercy focused on us when we deserve His wrath. Second, God's love is unlimited. Israel was not the exclusive object of God's love. All nations and peoples are included in this missionary theme. Chapter 3, verse 1. For from the rising of the sun, even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place, incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering. My name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. We like to determine who should hear the good news. God loves them all. All parts of the city, the state, the nation, the world. Let me ask you, how far does your love extend? Third, God's love is unconditional. His message is to backslidden believers. Even though most of God's people had turned their backs on Him, He continued to love them. His plan was to bless and use the nation of Israel to bless other nations. And that plan was not canceled because they chose to disobey the Lord's commands. Remember who chose who? Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 7. The Lord did not set His love on you, nor chose you, because you were more in number than any other people. For you were the least of all peoples. But because the Lord loved you. Hosea chapter 11 verse 1. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. God's people cannot stop being God's people. Ever. He may chasten, but He desires to bless. Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 4. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land any more be determined desolate. but you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. The relationship begins with God, not us. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Because we all come this same way, Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. No one can be good enough to please God. Isaiah 64 and verse 6. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Psalm 14, verses 1 through 3, really show how mankind's heart is bent. Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, for they have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. No, not one. That includes you and me. And yet, the good news of Romans 5:8 is, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Consider Isaiah 53 for a moment, verses 1 through 12. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul unto the death, he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Let me ask you, have you gained that love's benefit? Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 speak of God's salvation through Christ, of forgiveness and eternal life. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's the ABCs of salvation. Admit you are indeed a sinner. Believe Jesus died for you and rose from the dead. And commit your life to him by faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. When God declares that he loves us, he is assuring us that he is always on our side. He is for us, and he continually works for our best interests. This indeed is the best news ever heard. You think about all that, and you have a great day.